Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning, Mr. Potts.
Good morning.
Friday's amongst us, best day of the week.
It's pouring with rain, I have to say. We're going away this weekend, well, to, down the road to the club to stay, and it's absolutely miserable the whole weekend.
Down the road to stay in the club?
Well, stay at the RAC.
Which yeah, I see. What's that then?
It's in Epsom.
Epsom? I was born in Epsom.
Oh, yes. That's what I thought. I saw a plaque with your name on it on one of the bus stops.
Well, Harrison lived here, or Harrison used to loiter here, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
No, he moved to Croydon when we were seven, unfortunately, so, yeah.
Oh, OK.
Oh, well, you've had a bit of a heat wave recently, so, you know, you've got to have a bit of rain sometimes,
haven't
you?
It'll freshen things up. The garden will be looking in good shape. Grass is good this year, actually. Very nice.
Are you not actually staying in to watch England against Scotland tonight?
No, I'm sure they'll have it on down at the club, but so I'll watch briefly of it. I haven't really got into the Euros so far. I only sort of join at the knockout stage, I have to say. Although England-Scotland's a good game. You remember Euro 96, of course, with Gazza's marvellous goal.
It was a good goal, though, wasn't it?
The celebration was even better than the goal, if you remember.
Yes,
that was
the dentist chair. Yes.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
They won't have the football on at the club. They'll have the golf on, old boy, won't they?
I only realised that yesterday. It's the US Open start, isn't it, Torrey Pines? I'm very much behind on these things.
Can Phil Mickelson repeat his success at the US PGA?
I don't know. I only watched it for about 10 minutes. It was two over or something like that. I don't see it.
Okay, right. Let's have a look at the markets, and the dollar's really strengthened as people pile in hoping for a rate hike, and the markets are down a bit.
Yeah, investors turned their back on the so-called reflation trade yesterday, money flowing into mega tech. This is after, and the dollar strengthening, you say, this after Fed officials signaled they are preparing to slow stimulus. Tech-heavy Nasdaq hit a record high. S&P 500 closed marginally in the red. Sell-off in commodity markets continued. Commodities impacted by that stronger dollar, but also weaker data coming out of China earlier in the week. If you look at the Bloomberg Commodity Index, I think it's set for its worst week since March 2020. Gold's been trading lower as well, registering its biggest single day drop on Wednesday in 5 months, falling to six-week lows, trading around $1,800 an ounce. Gold, remember, negatively correlated with that stronger dollar and rising bond yield. Oil, if you're looking at the commodity complex packs, the most resilient area you can point to. Brent trading at $72 a barrel this morning on expected recovery in demand and continued tight supply. Opening calls on the European bourse, smarting to downside, nothing exciting, but we are calling FTSE down 4 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 9 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 1 point.
No wonder I haven't been able to get my baked beans very often recently. The UK Food and Drink Federation says that UK exports
about trade to
dropped
Europe?
By 47% in the first 3 months of the year.
I mean, you are really on this trade story, aren't you? No, there's no one following this closer than you, it has to be said. There's no doubt there's been a range of disruptions in terms of supply chains as a result of Brexit, and continue to see that play out in certain areas.
If only somebody had warned us that this would happen before, you know. OK, moving away. I know you don't want to get stuck on that particular wicket at the moment. The SNB has stuck interest rates on hold again.
Yeah, the Swiss National Bank maintained its ultra-accommodative stance, forecast inflation will ease. S&P left policy rates at -0.75%. I think that's the lowest anywhere in the world. Reiterated its pledge to intervene in foreign exchange markets, stop the franc appreciating. Said price pressures are developing from rising costs of imported goods, along with higher energy costs, tourism-related services, and goods affected by supply chain bottlenecks. The central bank sees inflation reaching 1% in the fourth quarter, so certainly much less than you see elsewhere in the world, of course, and but only averaging 0.4% through the course of this year. Next 2 years see inflation averaging just 0.6%, so no real pressure on them to think about normalizing policy anytime soon. Growth is expected to rebound this year, talking about an expansion of 3.5%, with Switzerland reaching its pre-pandemic output rate over the course of the coming months.
I was actually fearing the worst for cheddar, but I've managed to keep my cheddar supply going over the last few
cheddar's
months.
Cheddar's a good cheese, isn't it? Cheddar's a good cheese.
It's the only thing
Cathedral
on a burger.
City. Hey? Cathedral City. That's your
that is quite
choice.
Good, actually, yeah. Yes. That, you know, a double slice of cheddar on top of the burger on the barbecue. There's nothing else, you know.
Someone's getting ready for the weekend.
And EU car sales have rebounded.
Yeah, surging, in fact, in May, rising for a third month in a row as demand continues to recover from those lows reported last year when, of course, sales across Europe dropped due to pandemic restrictions. Car registrations jumped 74% last month to more than a million vehicles. In terms of the good performance, sales at BMW up 96%, VW up 94%, Daimler up 49%. However, if you relate those figures back to May 2019, which is perhaps a better comparison, sales across Europe are still down 25%. We also know that car makers have struggled with the global shortage of semiconductors. Stock 600 automobiles and parts sector has outperformed the broader market during the course of this year, driven by the expectation that we will see a sharp recovery in earnings and optimism over the shift to electric vehicles.
I'm thinking maybe some barbecue ribs, maybe a few some English bangers, because we don't have to import.
Can you get a good boerewors down by you?
Yeah, probably, but you don't have to import English bangers because we've got the lovely Emma who makes them from scratch in her shop.
Oh, that's nice.
Really, all the really good ones.
Do we know Emma? Are we friends with Emma?
I am. I'll put in a good word for you if you want.
Very nice.
She's very good at golf, actually. She should give you a good round of golf one day.
Okay, I look forward to that. Golf and some bangers. Sounds like a perfect girl.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.39 this morning. Euro dollar 1.19, going to get 1 euro 16.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
Yeah, someone's got to bring on the bacon. All right, we'll have a nice time at the RAC Club in the pouring rain.
Yeah, terrific. Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. Come on, England.
Having to use the gazebo to barbecue tonight. So we'll be out in the open air.
Great, that's nice, isn't it? What time does that barbecue get lit?
Well, it'll
about 45 minutes from now?
No, about an hour before the kickoff, really.
Coal, have you got coal?
Coal, yeah.
Wood?
Yeah, okay. Coal, yeah.
Weber barbecue?
Yes, it is, actually, yeah.
Do you use the funnel to get the coal going first?
No.
Oh, that's a big mistake. Got to do that.
Rubbish, you just chuck the coal on and light it and let it heat up. Oh, dear. You've got no idea. Right, well, have a lovely weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Thanks, sir.
Hang Potts and Barclays.